Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is 10:35 here on a Friday night. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake. Henry was in earlier between 3 and 6. Highlights available at WCCRadio.com or the Radio.com app. Make WCCR Radio your favorite. Take it anywhere in the world and use that rewind feature, and you can get highlights from Henry's show or some of the highlights from the show earlier tonight. I know it's hard to believe with me involved that there's highlights, but indeed there is. Phil Miller joined us, a Twins beat writer for the Star Tribune, Reed Spencer from NASCAR Wire Service, among some of the stuff we've already talked about tonight. And right now we're going to talk hockey, and Giles Farrell joins us from ZoneCoverage.com. And Giles, I had no idea. I feel terrible, man, inviting you on the radio here on a Friday night with all you've got going on in your life. What's wrong with me?
I don't know. I feel like it's more of a diamond on me than it is on you. So that's all I got.
Giles, you should have turned me down. I would have understood. Now, granted, it's been a long, long time, and I'm still married to the same woman. I'm not going to say how long ago we got married. Tomorrow is your wedding day, man.
Yeah, that is correct. And I, like I said, it probably says more about me that I took this radio call than it does you. So I am very open for hockey questions at this juncture, because why not?
Yeah, you know, you're trying to wind down a little bit and get ready for the big day. Well, congrats. Hopefully the rain stays away. Are you going to be indoors? Are you going to be outdoors? Real quick, what's the story there?
Yeah, it'll mostly be indoors tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be nice enough. Take some pictures outside, but if not, then we're just going to stick to indoors.
All right, good. Well, congrats, man. Thanks for the time tonight. It is a big, big day, that's for sure. And I'm going to drop a little secret. It's going to give you a hint on how old I am, but I'm going to go there anyway. I've been happily married, and we're going on 31 years this September 2nd. 31, big one. Yeah, it's been a really good, as they say, I really outkicked my coverage there.
I feel exactly the same way. I have absolutely outkicked my coverage, and I hope she absolutely listens to this and hears that I said that. So
yeah, good man. All right, Giles, let's get into it. We finally got some dates in front of us. The Wild in Vancouver. We've known this, it's seemingly forever, that the Wild are in the tournament, if you will. They are going to play the Canucks, and now we know they're going to go Sunday, August 2nd. How optimistic will this game be played in Edmonton on Sunday, August 2nd?
You know, I actually have gone back and watched the Wild play Vancouver on their three series games this year, and I can't. It's hard for me to say that Vancouver will be the better team in this, except for goaltending. So, you know, as long as the Wild can get, you know, average goaltending in the NHL, like I feel like they're going to be the better team out of this. And you know, I'm not trying to say that just because I live here. It just, you watch the tape, you see the Wild just kind of dominate the play and everything else. You're just like, this is going to come down to goaltending, plain and simple. And if they can get someone who can be decent in goal, then that's clearly going to be the difference for them.
Yeah, and speaking of goaltending, Alex Stalock, is he the man? Are they going to ride Stalock, or is it Devan Dubnyk? Because ultimately, a decision is going to need to be made going into this thing. Stalock did some good things before it was shut down.
Yeah, it's absolutely a toss-up right now. And, you know, Dean Evason, the interim head coach, has said, you know, this is probably going to be a goaltender who comes into camp and plays the best, and that's between Stalock, Dubnyk, and Kaapo Kähkönen, who was the Wild's top goaltender in Iowa, and, you know, whoever plays well out of those three in the limited training camp they have, like, they're going to be the guys they go with, because it's been such a long break that, you know, they don't have anything else to go on, so it's going to come down to that, and, you know, hopefully he pulls the right strings, and if he does, then that's probably going to be the key to the series.
Yeah, for sure. And do you get a sense, Giles, on, you know, where the Wild are at in all of this? Because I know when it comes to team sports, there's still a fair amount of trepidation and the fear of COVID-19 and positive tests and still trying to get ready for a season. Because I'm sure as competitive as these high-level professional athletes are, when they drop the puck, these guys are going to want to win hockey games. And but what do you get the sense, the mood about this thing? Because you know how time goes. Time's going to fly, and before you know it, these games are going to matter again.
Yeah, and as far from what I could tell, like, the NHL Players Association, they're all for coming back to play. And, you know, Zach Greve had a media chat the other day, and he was pretty confident that everyone was going to come back. And as long as that gets agreed to and the players come back, it's all, you know, it's all in to see, you know, that the Wild and the Canucks, and honestly, it is very hard to see the Wild in a 5-game series losing, as long as their goaltending is in, you know, below par.
Yeah, and with the Wild, I suppose it's one of those things where, really, any of these clubs that make it into the tournament in Edmonton or Toronto have to feel like if we can get on a bit of a roll, we can get something done. As unusual as all of this has been, I'm sure they're going to want to make the best of it and go up there and try and win the hockey games. It'll be interesting to see, though, empty buildings, and will it have the same excitement? I think we're all really curious about that. You know, earlier talking to Phil Miller from the Star Tribune, how unusual it is to watch even an inter-squad game in Target Field with the Wild Cup music, the stuff going on between innings, even a PA announcer and all of that, no fans. It's just hard to get used to, and I think that might be tough for these guys to get up for these games, because there isn't the ambiance of a sold-out building like the Xcel Energy Center.
Yeah, that might play into the hands of the Wild, to be honest. Vancouver probably would have had the home ice advantage, and anyone would have had the home ice advantage, but take the Wild and, you know, you just look at the way they were playing before the pause the last, you know, 3-4 weeks, that if they can replicate that in any way, then, you know, home ice just wouldn't matter at all. And, you know, it'll be weird in a sense, because the Wild have such great history at home in the postseason, but if you just do the things you need to do, then they certainly have the talent on the roster to get it done.
All right. Well, Giles, I know a big day tomorrow for you. Thanks for the time tonight, and we'll certainly keep our fingers that things proceed smoothly through camp, and they ultimately make that trip to Edmonton, and we see them play the Canucks starting on Sunday, August 2nd. They'd go again on the 4th, and then on Thursday the 6th, if necessary, Friday the 7th, and Sunday the 9th. Best wishes to you and your soon-to-be new bride tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you so much, and this is probably the best time to get married, because you get married and you come back, and then the NHL playoffs start, so timing couldn't
have been better. Yeah, there you go. All right, Giles, take care. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, there is Giles Farrell, covers the Wild for Zone Coverage. And
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.